I can hear you.
All right, Coach. Go ahead, guys.
Sorry.
Coach, is it just to amaze you with Brett Favre that he's able to play at this kind of level at his age?
Well, he played a really high level last year and didn't really anticipate there being a significant drop-off from what he was able to do last year. Takes really good care of his body, always approaches the week the same way. So I'd say it doesn't surprise me.
When will there be that significant drop-off? I mean, it happens to everybody. How many more years can he play at this level?
I'm not sure. You know, we're only really focusing on this year, but judging by his personality, his characteristic, or his character, and his work ethic, I'm sure he can defy the odds as long as he wants.
What has he brought off the field in terms of just, you know, the way he interacts with his teammates and kind of that enthusiasm he brings?
He has a great work ethic, and he's a good example of what it means to be a pro from that perspective. But he has great enthusiasm and passion, and he enjoys playing the game, and that's contagious too. And sometimes you can forget how much fun this game is to play and how lucky we are, but he never loses sight of that, and he makes practice fun, but it's not any less productive. It's probably more productive.
When he first came over, there was talk that an old quarterback couldn't learn a new system. What were your thoughts about that? You know, not the talk, but when you brought him in, and what was some of the difficult challenges you had in implementing him into your system?
Well, he had really been part of one system for a long time, and he'd been in one place with very familiar surroundings, a very comfortable environment for him. He had been a steady fixture there, and now he comes to a totally new environment, new teammates, new coaches. Everything is different, almost like a rookie would be, and he was excited about that, and it was important to him to be one of the guys and to not have 10 guys have to learn everything for him. But over the course of time, it's been a collaborative process, and we're all working together to put out the best possible product we can put out.
Is the difference the last several weeks, the fact that the comfort level has gotten to that, you know, new level in your offense, or is it just he's been less of a risk taker, you know, since that one stretch where he wasn't, you know, threw a lot of interceptions?
Well, I think it's been a function of all of us improving, and we've been able to run the ball effectively. We've been able to protect the passer effectively. Everybody's getting to know each other more and more each week. We've actually got a lot of new faces on the offense, two new starters in the offensive line, a young tight end, a young slot receiver, a new fullback, another new tight end that's played quite a bit for us. So there's a lot of people that have had to get to know the system, get to know each other, and as we work, it improves.
Eric, what was your reaction when they first came to you and say, hey, we might have a chance to get Brett Favre?
Well, Mike does a really good job researching things and putting things into place and really coming to me when there is a chance that it can be a reality. I watched the tape and was excited about the things that he could do and still do. But we had to go through the process and get him before we could really move that much forward.
Are you concerned about bringing your A game this week after the big wins at New England and Tennessee?
Well, I've been pleased with the way that the team has responded week in and week out. And what we understand is there's five games left. It's a five-game season, and each game becomes more and more important. And the win last week allows this game to be that much more important. And the only thing that we can focus on is the Broncos. You turn on the tape, and there's plenty of things to focus on. They create a ton of problems in all three areas.
Do you see some Brett Favre and Jay Cutler?
you know, I got to know Jay during the draft process, and his personality, I thought he was very conscientious, very smart. I was impressed with the way that he played in college, the toughness that he showed. So I'm not surprised by the plays that he's been able to make with the Broncos, and even the plays that he makes when things break down. He did a lot of that at Vanderbilt, and he's doing a lot of that now.
What do you think about how Dwayne Robertson's playing here?
I think Dwayne's doing a good job, and I think it's a, you know, it was a positive move for him, and I'm happy for him. Dwayne worked hard for us, and he did a good job for us. I'm pleased it's working out for him.
What did Chris Jenkins bring that maybe Dwayne didn't, or, you know, I mean, how has Chris Jenkins helped you guys?
Well, Chris is a very big man. He's 360 pounds, and he's a well-put-together 360. He's really worked hard at understanding the technique after never playing it, being in a 4-3 system his whole career. And that understanding of the technique, understanding the blocking schemes combined with his size and strength and things like that has really helped us improve in all phases defensively.
A lot of people think that you can't, you know, maybe improve in an off season in terms of bringing in a number of free agents, but your team has done that. How has it been meshing all these free agents into the mix and, you know, finding success with that?
Well, there is a lot of turnover each year on any team. We might have had a little bit more this year than most. The good thing is that the guys we've brought in have all been really good people, and everybody has played a part in getting adjusted. Everybody wants to play a role and help the team be successful. So that part's been really easy. The group of guys are real pros, and I think they've helped the team.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.